Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmansServiceCenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, it's a Woodstock perspective, featuring the music of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Richie Havens, and John Sebastian. You recognize that song. That song is called Woodstock, and it was released on Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, the Deja Vu album, in 1970. And that song has become an iconic representation of the Woodstock Festival. As you know, we're approaching the 50th anniversary of Woodstock right here in our area. So it's interesting because Joni Mitchell wrote that song, and she wasn't at the festival. She had a TV appearance that she had to make, and her manager wouldn't allow her to fly in on the helicopter that Crosby, Stills, and Nash had to take when they performed at Woodstock. The highway was so backed up with traffic that the only way the performers could get in was by helicopter. So Woodstock, when Crosby and Stills and Nash got together with Joni Mitchell after the festival, and she played them the song that she had written, Stephen Stills took it and did the spectacular arrangement that you just heard from the Deja Vu album. So I thought it'd be very interesting to hear one of Joni Mitchell's versions of the Woodstock song. She originally released it as a piano piece, and it has quite a different feel from the upbeat rock and roll poppy song that Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young released. She did a few different versions. She's recorded it maybe three or four times, and every time she sings it, it has a different atmosphere, a different feel. So I wanted to hear a live concert, Joni Mitchell's Shadows and Light Tour in 1980. Here's her version of Woodstock, Woodstock perspective, as we kind of ground ourselves in the music that happened that day, and then how these artists have evolved since that time. This is Joni Mitchell live in 1980 with her song, Woodstock.
Child of God, walking down the road, I asked him, where are you going? And this he told me. He said, I'm going down to Yasker's farm to join a rock and roll band, to get back to the land, try and get my soul free. He said, we're stardust, we're golden, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. Can I walk beside you? I come here to lose the smile. I feel like I'm a cog in something turning round and round. Maybe it's just the time of year. Maybe it's the time of man. For learning, I know we're stardust, we're golden, and we're gotta get ourselves back to the garden. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong. Everywhere you looked, there was song and hope and celebration. In the dream that I saw the bombers riding shotgun in the sky, and they were turning into butterflies above our nation. We're stardust, we're golden, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. We're stardust, made a billion old carbon. We're golden. We just got caught up in some devil's bargain, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden, to some semblance of a garden.
Joni Mitchell, live in concert, her Shadows and Light tour from 1980. That's her song, Woodstock. Let's go back to an original recording from the actual festival. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, like I said, they came in by helicopter. And it was only the second time that these three guys had ever performed together. I want to play a David Crosby song, kind of a science fiction song. It's called Wooden Ships. This recording is from the festival. And it's interesting, later I heard Crosby explaining some of the concepts in the song. Of course, it has to do with kind of a like a Mad Max scenario. And in his concept, there had been a nuclear holocaust. And the reason that you would want to be on a wooden ship is that there would be no radioactivity from the metal. So this is from the Woodstock celebration. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash live with David Crosby's Wooden Ships.
We were going to do... A kind of a science fiction story, if you'll bear with us. It's about these people who are escaping the Holocaust, whatever it may be, and leaving it behind and escaping in the wooden ships.
at me, I will understand. Is that something everybody everywhere is in the same language? Tell me, please, who won the war? Say, can I have some of your purple berries?
Yes, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Haven't got sick ones.
Probably keep us full.
That was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was the recording from the actual Woodstock Festival. Their song, Wooden Ships, So it's been 50 years. And these gentlemen have continued, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, have continued to have vital careers as singer-songwriters. So we're going to listen to the most recent recording from Graham Nash, released in 2016, from the album called This Path Tonight. We're going to hear a pair of songs, one by Graham Nash called Another Broken Heart. And then we're going to hear David Crosby from his 2014 Cross album, Find a Heart. So since the 50 years, these two gentlemen have developed their skills as singer-songwriters while retaining some sort of recognizable signature style. Let's start with Graham Nash, Another Broken Heart.
Slipping into darkness, and I wanna know, are you okay, or are you looking for another place that you can go? For good advice, or just a friendly face that you can pour your heart out to, and pay the price. Difference between something old and something new. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not that strong, and you don't need another broken heart. No, you don't.
To help you deal. find a heart that you can speak in the language of your own soul. In the stillness of the water, find the peace to make you whole. A passage to illumination, pulling light from the black of coal. Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get. In a whisper, in a shout, say it how you want it said to you. In a voice so free of doubt, all your victories are ringing true. Breath rising to the surface, ascending slowly into the blue. Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get. Make it work like touching skin. The eyes of a lover and the words of a friend. All the goodness that lies within is lying just around the bend. When you find this heart of yours, keep it close enough to hear its cry. Skin, make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get.
David Crosby, find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. That's from his Craws album in 2014. And right before that, we heard Graham Nash from 2016, Another Broken Heart. So these two men sang with Crosby, Stills, and Nash at the Woodstock Festival. And it was interesting because it was only their second performance, and they all introduced them to the public and guaranteed the launch of their careers. They all went off in solo directions. And I think it's interesting to think of Woodstock as a door, something closing, bringing something to a closure, the 60s and the anti-war movements and the peace demonstrations and the gathering of so many people, bringing something to a head, bringing something to a close. Some people, you know, Jimi Hendrix didn't live too much longer than that, neither did Janis. But for some of these performers, it was the beginning of something new. So it was like a doorway closing on some things and opening on others. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program on Now and Then is a Woodstock perspective. So Richie Havens, oh gosh, Richie Havens launched his career with his spectacular ad-libbed, spontaneous performance at Woodstock of the song Freedom, where he took Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, and he spun it into something, and he was ad-libbing. It was like the energy of those 500,000 people being at the center of the focus of that much energy. This is what he responded with, and this launched a career for Richie Havens. Richie Havens was born in Brooklyn. That's in New York. He was born on January 21st in 1941. He was 72 years old when he passed away on April 22nd in 2013. And he left an incredible legacy behind him. One of my favorite musicians who is very popular in our area, Robert Tellefson, he recently played at a gala that WJFF held to honor a couple of community awards for Patricia Adams and Duke Devlin. And Tellefson performed his version of Richie Havens' song, Freedom, at that gala. It was a wonderful performance. Right now, we're going to listen to the original Woodstock recording with Richie Havens singing Freedom. And then we're going to follow that up with some of his final recordings from 2008. Let's listen to Richie Havens live at Woodstock, Freedom.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Sometimes
This miraculous, miraculous performance from Richie Havens' song Freedom. That was live at the Woodstock Festival. It really launched his career. It gave him an international exposure, and he had a very, very successful career before passing away at 72 years old. And after he was cremated, he had a request. And Richie Havens' ashes were scattered from the air over the original Woodstock site in a ceremony on August 18th in 2013, which was the 44th anniversary of the festival's last day. So Richie Havens got started then. His last studio album was called Nobody Left to Crown, issued in 2008. And one thing about Richie Havens is he could take a song. Every single album that he released had a cover of a Lennon and McCartney song. He was covering Bob Dylan from the very beginning of his career down in the village. He was always singing other people's songs in such a unique and personal style that it sounded like it came from him. So on his last studio recording, he does one of his own compositions, a song called Fates from Nobody Left a Crown, which he wrote. So we're going to listen to that song. And then we're going to also hear We Won't Get Fooled Again, which was originally written by Pete Townsend. This is Richie Havens from Nobody Left a Crown in 2008. This is his song, Fates.
Has religion with no compassion to make decisions of every passion. He's got his yachts, he's got his mansions, he's got his servants, he's got expansion. They keep on talking, they're oh so proud. They keep us walking, they scream so loud. They own the venue, they own the crowd. Yeah. got his factories, he's got his slaves, he's got his prophets, he owns our caves. He has his prisons, he has his gates, he has his judges, they have our faith. They divide nations, they freeze the heart, self-manipulation right from the start. They give permission, others do their part.
Hey, the change. history just ain't changed. Cause the banners, they are flown in this next war. And I'll tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin for the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. Hey, we don't get fooled again. I'll move myself and my family aside. If we just happen to be left half alive, I'll get my papers and I'll smile at the sky. Though I know that the hypnotized never lies. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. There is nothing in the streets that looks any different to me. And the slogans are replaced by the lie. And they're parting on the left, and now they're parting on the right. And the beards have all grown longer overnight. And I tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again.
Richie Havens, from his recording Nobody Left a Crown in 2008. That was Won't Get Fooled Again by Pete Townsend, originally done by the Who. And right before that, the song called Fates. Richie Havens wrote and performed that song on that recording. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program, it's a Woodstock perspective. So there was another singer-songwriter at Woodstock, a man named John Sebastian. John Sebastian did a beautiful version of his song, I Had a Dream. So I'd like to listen to that original Woodstock recording. And then in 2007, John Sebastian released an album with David Grisman on mandolin. You know, John Sebastian was a member of the Loving Spoonful, a really very popular rock and roll band. But on this recording with David Grisman, released in 2007, he does a song called Coffee Blues, where he talks about a Loving Spoonful. It's really kind of fun. So here's a perspective 50 years later. We'll hear the original Woodstock recording, and then we'll hear what is John Sebastian up to recently. So let's start live from Woodstock. This is John Sebastian. I Had a Dream.
had a dream last night. What a lovely dream it was. I dreamed we all were all right, happy in a land of Oz. Why did everybody laugh when I told them my dream? I guess they all were so far from that kind of scene, feeling mean. I heard a song last night. What a lovely song it was. I thought I'd hum it all night. Unforgettable because all of the players were playing together, and all of the heavies were light as a feather. All I'll remember is a feeling tomorrow, but as I recall, the rest will just follow. I had a dream last night. What a lovely dream it was. I dreamed we all were all right, happy in a land of Oz. What a lovely dream it was. What a lovely dream it was.
I woke up this morning thinking about my brown, looking for my baby. She ain't nowhere around. By the loving spoonful, my baby, by the loving spoonful, yeah. You know, this screaming Memphis, yeah, the raising hell and leaving. Folks just got to have some of that loving spoonful, that loving spoonful. Thank you.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, A Woodstock Perspective. I hope you enjoyed the music. And once again, thank you, wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street, Livingston Manor, listing and